Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. We continue our discussion on negotiating. Here's part two.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about negotiating, and one term that keeps coming up is time. The time, the element of time, the urgency or the lack of urgency is so powerful, or you can lose so much power in that part of the process.
Well, it's interesting. It's a function of the market to a great degree, and as the market plays in a person's mind, they know that if there's a shortage of opportunities for them and they see one that really interests them substantially, they're going to go after it. They're going to go after it hard. Are they going to make a low offer to probe for the bottom? I don't know. They may do that once or twice and they end up being in last place in the negotiation by being kicked to the curb. But, you know, it's an interesting thing. Where do they perceive themselves to be in the overall scheme of the market?
Well, and also what I see right now in residential is the idea of fairness comes into this conversation as well. So if you're the first person to the door and your buyers bring in a offer to a seller, that seller should take a look at that offer and that offer alone until they resolved their decision on that, even if other offers come in to follow. Is the perception of fairness in real estate, is that how it plays out in your world?
To a degree, it's hard to say. If I were representing the seller, I would love to drag my feet until I have two or three things that I can present to my seller client. However, I have an obligation by state law to present an offer as it's received as quickly as I can to be, I hate to use the term fair, but let's say legal within the state real estate act.
And that's present. That does not mean responding. The seller's time
that's
frames
right.
are another reset once they've got it in their hands. But you've got to get the power into the consumer's hands as an agent. That's our job. One thing that's common, and I think a good process, is to say, if there's a lot of activity on Friday and Saturday, the seller makes a decision to set kind of a deadline that says, by Tuesday at 10 a.m., I'd like to see all opportunities. Please bring them forward. I'll review them and handle them in a respectful time frame. That's a great courtesy. That does not mean that the seller couldn't look at an offer at 11 on Tuesday that same week, but it does give kind of reset and gives a little bit of an auction setting, but a respectful management of the offers in hand. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.